The English We Speak
from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Rob Carter.
And I'm Wang Fei. Did you enjoy the party at the weekend, Rob?
Of course, and it was good of William to buy all that food and drink. He's a good egg.
A good egg?
Yes, he's someone who is good to other people and he's generous too.
So, you are telling me William is a good egg because he's a generous person and he put on a good party?
Well, not just that. He's reliable too. He always does what he says he will do, like helping me with the decorating.
So, a good egg is really a nice person to know then?
Yes, a good egg is an all-round good guy.
A good guy? Are we really talking about William?
We are.
Thanks for buying me lunch. You really are a good egg.
I think we can trust her. She really is a good egg.
So these examples of using good egg mean someone is a reliable, trustworthy and generous person.
It's a very British term, isn't it?
It is, which is why I tend to say it in a posh voice, good egg. Of course, the opposite of a good egg is a bad egg. Let's hear how this term is used.
He's a bad egg. I can't rely on him to do anything.
How can I trust you to be on time? You're such a bad egg.
So in these examples, bad egg is used to describe someone who is not reliable and untrustworthy.
Actually, Rob, I meant to tell you, I bought all the food and drink for William's party. He had forgotten to get any.
Really? Did he have egg on his face?
Excuse me?
If you have egg on your face, it means you're extremely embarrassed by your actions.
Oh, I see. William certainly had egg on his face, but we still had a good party.
Of course we did.
Well, don't forget to check our website.
That's www.bbclearningenglish.com for lots more useful English words and phrases.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.